Congregation is now invited to rise for the prayers of the church. And just a couple notes about our prayers before we begin. First off, we'll be remembering a man named Daryl who has been diagnosed with cancer, a relative of Jan Scars. Also, Joe Motlock, who found out that his cancer has spread, metastasized. And also Pastor Norm, who continues treatment for his cancer. And talked to him this week, and he's sounding very upbeat and good, and so we're thankful for the treatment, but he did ask for prayers from the Peace family. And also for all those traveling this week for spring break. Let us bow our heads in prayer. God, our Father in heaven, look with mercy on us, your needy children on earth, and grant us grace that your holy name be hallowed by us and all the world through the teaching of your word and the fervent love shown forth in our lives. Lord, in your mercy, your kingdom come. Bring all transgressors and those who are blinded and bound in this world to know Jesus, your Son, by faith, that the number of Christians may be increased. Lord, in your mercy, strengthen us by your Spirit according to your will, both in life and in death, in the midst of both good and evil. Thanks that our own wills be set aside to your good and gracious will. Into your merciful hands we commend all who are in need, especially Daryl and Joe with their new diagnosis this week, for Norm as he undergoes continued treatment. Also, for all those who are traveling for spring break, that you'd keep them safe and bring them home and give them the rest they need. And for those listed in our sick and recovering list, Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Rosanna, Chuck, Joel, Michelle, Max, Colin, Laverne, Tyler, Carrie Ann, Paul, Dee, Warren, Wyatt and Charlie, Karen, John, Jim, Roman, PJ, Bree and Isaiah. Bless them, Lord, and we pray this day that you would cover them with your hands and give them grace, that we may pray for them at all times. Thy will be done. Lord, in your mercy, grant us our daily bread, preserve us from greed and selfish cares, and help us to trust in you to provide for all our needs. Lord, in your mercy, we trust, O God, in your great mercy to hear and answer us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And receive a blessing from the Lord. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father who gave his Son for the life of the world, the Son who has revealed to us God's grace, mercy, and love, and the Spirit by whose fruit we are seen to be the children of God, bless you now and forever. Amen. Amen.